Hey everyone, Mike Wobschall here with Vikings.com inside Lucas Oil Stadium at the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine. Now, no on-field action yet here at the Combine, but the Combine is well underway. It was a busy, jam-packed day for us in the media center and on Radio Row. We caught up with a bunch of people, had some stand-up interviews. All of them are on Vikings.com right now. You can check them out. If you haven't seen them yet, here are some of our favorites. What did you like about the 2015 Vikings?
Identity. I thought the team got an identity. And I think that identity is now solidified. It's a team with a coach and a quarterback and a running back and a purpose. And they're all on the same page. And they're going to be really difficult to compete with, I think, the next 2 to 3 years.
You know, you got a Vikings defense with head coach Mike Zimmer that has pretty good players at every level. So when you take a look at that group, you know, where do you add to it that can be most effective and a guy who can contribute right away or a position that would help contribute right away?
You know, it's tough. They are really, really loaded. They drafted Trey Waynes a year ago. Didn't have to play him. He played behind Terrence Newman. So you actually get another draft pick when he gets on the field and does some things. I think the one thing that I would say, maybe a free safety, a true free safety that allows Harrison Smith to do his deal. I know they had success with some of their younger players, but maybe there's a guy like a Darian Thompson that can come in and be a starter, be the communicator, the traffic cop, and allow them to play. But when I look at that team, they don't have a big weakness on the defense side of the ball.
Now we have an unusual one to show you as well. Packers radio analyst Larry McCarron. We found him inside Lucas Oil Stadium, so we thought we'd stop him, talk Vikings and Packers, go down memory lane with him. Green Bay Packers radio analyst Larry McCarron. We ran into him here at the Combine, had to talk to him, talk a little Vikings Packers. We had a couple of good games this year, didn't we?
Sure did. Oddly enough, both teams won on the road. Yeah. That was kind of crazy. But I'll tell you the truth, the Vikings are heading in the right direction big time, and what they did this year came as no surprise. I think Mike Zimmer has got it, the arrow pointed up.
The busiest Viking of the day, it was GM Rick Spielman. It was his media day here at the Combine. He met with beat reporters early in the morning at the team hotel. Then he made it over to Lucas Oil Stadium to go on Radio Row with Sirius XM NFL Radio and with Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. He also took the podium in the media center.
I can't tell you the job that Coach Zimmer has done since coming in a year ago, turning our football team around and then being able to build on that this year. And just the job that they do developing the young guys, the culture that he has set in our locker room, as we go through this process together, you know, his emphasis to our players is team come first. And he's done a great job having players maybe sacrifice individual statistics to contribute what's best for the football team and what's best for us to win football games.
What's coming up tomorrow? Another very busy day here at the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine, especially in the Media Center and Radio Row. It'll be head coach Mike Zimmer's turn to take to the Media Center. He'll be at the podium for his press conference. He'll also do the Sirius XM NFL Radio interview, as well as join Mike Florio from PFT. Also, voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, is going to conduct his weekday 9 to noon radio show here from Lucas Oil Stadium. So you can catch all of his interviews on KFRAN from 9 to noon Central tomorrow. And if you miss them, we're going to have all of them on Vikings.com as well. So don't miss those. We're also going to catch up with NFL Media's Bucky Brooks and Daniel Jeremiah. So tons of stuff coming up tomorrow. For Combine participants, you'll hear from some of the offensive linemen, running backs, and specialists who did not go to the media center today. And then the wide receivers, quarterbacks, and tight ends will come through the media center. So you'll hear from some of those high-profile players. Again, no on-field action yet, but the action here inside Lucas Oil Stadium is going. It's busy in the media center, and we're bringing all of it to you right here on Vikings.com. Be sure to stay tuned to the website and to all of our VN platforms for coverage of the 2016 NFL Scouting Combine. And if you haven't already, please download the Vikings app, and all of this great content can be delivered straight to your mobile device. That's it for the Day 2 Recap. A busy day coming up tomorrow. We'll see you then.